Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this great door of utterance. Our pastor is coming to you today with the true word of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Going to talk about what it means to see the Lord. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Want to get into that thought. Before we do, Deacon Dale wrote this number, if ye be risen. Choir, Sister V, if ye be risen. darkness. That's what God did. Called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're glad to be with you. We are God's church because we keep God's word, which is God's commandments. And I'm grateful for our Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took, the life they live in holiness, keeping God's commandments. They're going on, they're with God and all the saints, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Yes. Before we go any further, Deacon Debbie, these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Hope you all got those letters. This time, our sister Tatum. Those letters and numbers to contact us, how you might reach us. Sister Tatum have a poem, and we're hoping that you enjoy the poems that come forth here. She's not Maya Angelou, and she's not trying to be. And we're not the Mississippi Mass Choir. There may be some notes that are off. That's all right. We're in the spirit. More importantly, this program is not about fine-tuning instruments and voices. It's about the word of God and living a life that pleases God. Mr. Tatum, thank God for you, accompanied by Elder Miles.
This poem is about the end of the Sabbath. Oh Lord, the rain has begun to fall. The Sabbath day has passed. I'm yet in the spirit of holy bliss. Your joy and peace held fast. In my heart, I feel your spirit, so relaxed, so calm, so warm. And I'm thankful and so grateful to know it's a spirit that causes no harm. So as I enjoy the raindrops, as I listen on my bed, I'm resting in the spirit, remembering the Sabbath and what was said. Your word is always refreshing whenever it is brought. My soul is rejoicing in the wisdom that was taught. It's always such a blessing to listen and to learn and take in wisdom and knowledge when indeed it is your turn and God makes you ready to take what comes or may. After yielding to his precious word, it prepares you to obey. It's so wonderful to yet be rejoicing to his spirit deep within that keeps me knowing if I continue inside, he'll forever abide.
Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Elder Miles, beautiful. As I say, we hope you enjoy the words that are being spoken. And more importantly, the word that goes forth that's being spoken. We trust you have understanding. And Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And that's what God is letting us know through Moses, the church, that to understand God's word, you must keep God's word. Obey God's word. Then you begin to understand God. And as the thought today is, you will see God. You cannot see God unless you begin to purify yourself from all the things that's blocking your view. It's called the old man. And you cannot see God in the spirit of the devil. You cannot see the Lord clearly or his word while you are resting in his spirit. You must have a strive to come out of the spirit of the devil in order to see God. Let's go to 1 John 3 and 2. And I hope that there's an ear to hear out here and an eye to see. I hope there's some sheep somewhere. But if not, we journey on, because we that hear the word of God, we love it when you are truly a follower of God. And I'm not here to bash any other preacher or ambassador, but those that don't bring forth the true word of God. That's what we're against. We're against false teaching. And we're against those that don't rightly divide the word, and more importantly, that don't know God.
All right.
And I believe on the Lord as the scripture says.
Yes.
He that saith, I know him, talking about the Lord, God, and keepeth not his commandments is lying. They're a liar. The scripture says, hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And that is just as plain as it's written.
Yes.
Evangelist, 1 John 3 and 2, what does it say?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Look at the love God is showing those that desire to live for him. Now are we
the sons of God.
What?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
God is letting us know. You've come into the house. We have been adopted by God because we have a desire to live for God, to be the son that God is calling for. God is calling us sons now. It don't appear at the moment you say yes to God what you're going to be, how you're going to appear, but what?
But we know.
Now here's ones that walk with the Lord, have been born again, lives perfected where they can teach others. Let them know we know.
But we that know.
What?
That when he shall appear.
In other words, when the word appears to you, where you can understand it and see it. When God appears to you, where you can see and understand God, the Lord.
Yes.
What?
We shall be like him.
You're going to be like him, because if you're not pure, you cannot recognize purity. If you're not clean, you cannot recognize what God is calling clean. And if you're not godly, you cannot recognize God. And definitely if you're not holy, because God is holy. And he's called the Holy One of Israel. In order to understand and to see the Holy One of Israel, we must become holy. We know that when he shall appear, what?
We shall be like him.
So in other words, when you see God, you're going to be like him. What?
For we shall see him as he is.
This is true. And if you can see God and you are anything but holy, and you can call yourself Presbyterian, but if you're not holy, you make God a liar. And God is not a man that he should lie. What does the first verse say?
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
The love he's shown, he's calling us sons of God because of our desire to live for God. What?
That we should be called the sons of God.
What?
Therefore, the world knoweth us not.
Now, so many don't know this broadcast. They don't know Pastor Boy. They don't know the saints of God and those that are truly sanctified. There's a lot of churches. So, well, what is this church called? Church of God in Christ. Church of the so on and so forth. Well, they're holiness church. What about the church of the Mount Vernon Grace, Ever Grace and Greater Grace? Well, they're Baptists. What about the First Church of the Presbyterian? They're AME. African Episcopal and all kind of titles. But they don't live holy.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have the Holy Ghost and you're not holy? The world knoweth us not because it knew
him not.
The Lord,
mm-hmm.
who is God, came, took on flesh, and those that grew up with him didn't know him. Those that walked side by side with him didn't know him. Those that say they were of God and followed him closely, watched his life, and didn't know who he was. Let's go to St. John 8 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel bad because ones don't understand what I'm bringing. Because I'm only bringing you Jesus. I'm only bringing you the Word. I'm only bringing you God. And he was in the flesh. And they didn't recognize who he was. Didn't know who he was. And they should have had they been following and keeping God's Word.
Yes.
You know God. And if you're keeping God's Word, you know those that have God. Because you got the same Spirit.
Yes.
St. John 8 and 25, what does it say?
Then said they unto him, who art thou?
Wait a minute. Walking amongst the people, walking amongst the scribes and Pharisees of that day, ministers. They had a doctrine. It was a bunch of ceremonies. Hooey-jooey. Like so many today. Well, you got to speak in tongues. You got to get on your knees and slob. You got to be baptized when you're a baby. I believe Paul talked about the doctrine of baptisms and on and on and on. You got to have your hands be laid on you to get the Holy Ghost. It's never about living holy. But they got every formula they can think of but living holy. And then say that Jesus was a Beelzebub and he only lived holy. We don't preach that you can sin, but that you sin not, and yet you're in a cult. What you got over there? We got God. That's what we got. We got Emmanuel. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read it again, 8:25.
Uh-huh. Then said they unto him, who art thou?
Who art thou? What?
And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning.
He gave them a clue. Because in the beginning, God created. He was God in the flesh as a son. He was also the Word, because the scripture says in the beginning was the Word. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. But they didn't recognize who he was because they weren't truly keeping God's Word.
Yes.
What does the 31st verse say?
Which one?
31st verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed
on him.
He's
talking to those that believed on him. What?
If ye continue in my word.
Because that's who he was. And that's who he is. God is the Word. The Lord is the Word. And if you cannot see that you must keep the 10 precepts, you cannot recognize God. You don't understand God. You don't know God. And you don't understand anything about holiness. Because that's what he was about. He wasn't about ceremonialism. He was not about Judaism. He was not about the Jews' religion. God's religion is holiness. Read.
If ye continue in my word,
what?
Then are ye my disciples indeed.
And what?
And ye shall know.
Then you're going to know what?
Know the truth.
Because the truth is the Word. Thy word is truth. All he's saying is, if you continue in my word, you're going to know the Word.
You know
if
the truth.
Mm-hmm. Once we keep God's commandments, you know of God's will. You would know of God's word. Then you'd understand that the preachers are not preaching God's word. They're not preaching Jesus. But you don't know what the word is. The word is the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
You shall know the truth.
And the truth.
What?
Shall make you free.
Let's go to the 43rd verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
These did not know who he was, and he was giving them clues. But the sheep heard his voice. What did it say?
Why do ye not understand my speech?
Why don't you understand what is being said here? And I can say the same thing today, and I've heard it from those before me. No one understood but the sheep what they were bringing, God's word. Why do ye not understand my speech? What?
Even because ye cannot hear my word.
That's why you don't understand what I'm preaching, because you don't understand God's word. You cannot hear it. That means you can't see. You got to do it. You can't see this. What does the 47th verse say?
Mm-hmm. He that is of God.
Now you listen to what Jesus said. He that is of God
heareth God's word.
Wait a minute. In other words, whatever God is saying, you can see it. You can understand it. You can hear it. You can believe it. He that is of God heareth God's word. What?
Ye therefore hear them not.
What?
Because ye are not of God.
Oh, so, well, wait a minute. If I read the same thing, then you judging me, Pastor. I'm believing what the scripture is saying. You cannot hear the words of God. You're not God's sheep. Let's go to Exodus and see what God said. Exodus 20 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you can see this and begin to apply it, then you're going to see God. And when he said appear, you're going to be like him because you're going to be striving to please him. Exodus 20 and 1. What does it say?
And God spake all these words.
Now, listen. Saying, he that is of God heareth God's word. How many of you preachers are yet going back to this scripture and teaching it as doctrine because it's God's word? God spake all these words, what?
I am the Lord thy God.
What?
Which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
So in other words, God's word is for those who have come out of bondage. Dope. Wife beating. Husband beating. Gambling, but the most important thing, coveting, bearing false witness, stealing, committing adultery, killing, not honoring God, the Father, and those that carry God, the Mother, forgetting the Sabbath day. They don't remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Taking the name of the Lord God in vain, making graven images. There's your crosses, your statues of Mary's, pictures of Jesus. Having God's before me. I am the Lord thy God which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt. What?
Out of the house of bondage.
What?
Thou shalt have no other gods before
me.
As
I just named them. These are the gods. And the church world do all these things. Teach the people. You can't help but do this. You are liars, and you're lying preachers. The lie the devil put in your mouth, God didn't send you. Isn't that beautiful? First John 3 and 1, let's go back there. This is what those that followed him closely, this is what they taught and preached. First John 3 and 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
It's love that God called us, but if he's calling us sons, now we must deny ourselves and perform.
Yes.
Prove to God that we love God. Therefore,
the world knoweth us not.
What?
Because it knew him not.
Because it didn't know him. So if you have the same spirit, if you have the same mind that the Lord had, as he said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. So they didn't understand what he was talking about. They couldn't understand that. They couldn't adhere to that. Neither can those today if you're not sheep. If you're not of God. Read.
Beloved, now are we the sons
now
of God.
Now are we the sons of God. What?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall
it's
be.
It's not talking about what you're going to be when you leave this life. You got to leave the life of sin while you're in this life.
Right.
And when you leave the life of sin, you become holy.
All right. Yes.
What?
But we know that when he shall appear,
what?
We shall be like him.
In other words, when you see the requirements of God, not having any gods before him, when you don't have any gods before God, you can see what God is talking about.
Right.
But if you got gods in your life, and the word is coming to you, let you know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You can't see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you realize I'm lacking something. I need God. And you begin to yield to the one that God has sent.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Let's go to Hebrews 12 and 4.
Right.
We're crying loud and we're not sparing anybody. We don't care about your doctrine if it's not according to the words God spoke. Isn't that beautiful? Hebrews 12 and 14.
Yes,
what does it say? Read
Pastor.
It. Somebody. Thank God.
Yes.
Read it, Sister Brady. Somebody read it.
And 14.
Follow peace.
Follow peace.
With all men and holiness.
So, wait a minute. God wants us to follow peace. Mm-hmm. Not just with the saved, because the saved go to live peaceful.
Yes.
Yes.
But with all men, what?
Mm-hmm. Follow peace with all men and holiness.
And wait a minute, holiness. What?
Without which no man shall see the Lord.
Without which? So if you don't follow peace, well, say, I'm a peaceful person. But if you don't follow holiness, how can you see God? If you can, you make God a liar. You cannot see God unless you're following holiness. Let's go to Psalms 119, 165.
Mm-hmm.
Following peace and holiness, you'll get a chance to see the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? You understand what God is calling for. 165, what does it say? 119, 165. Mm-hmm. Follow peace.
Go ahead.
Thank God. Great peace.
Have they.
Which love thy law.
What?
And nothing.
Thank God, talking about it. And nothing shall offend them. Isn't that beautiful? So when you are in holiness, you cannot follow peace if you're not keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
Because you have peace when you love God's law. If you don't love God's law, you cannot follow peace. That's what makes you peaceful, because you don't have God before you, God. Right. You don't make graven images. You don't take his name in vain. And you're going to do all the rest according that God is calling for to your neighbor. The one you do see. That beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 14. St. John 14, 27.
Yes.
We're going to follow peace with all men. And you cannot follow peace if you're not keeping God's commandments, which is law. St. John 14, 27. What does it say?
Peace I leave with you.
Wait a minute. Now, the Lord left peace. And so many love to read this scripture. Peace I leave with you. What?
My peace I give unto you.
What?
Not as the world gives.
So the peace we have, the world didn't give this. It's God's law gave it.
Yes.
It's God's word that give you the peace. Great peace have they.
Mm-hmm.
Which love God's law. That's the peace God gave. God gave us peace in our souls, because our souls are free from sin. Yes. When you obey God.
Yes.
Read it again. Peace.
Peace I leave with you.
What?
My peace I give unto you.
What?
Not as the world giveth.
Not as the world give peace. The world give their members peace by making promises. Well, you know, could nobody keep that law? You're saying no one can keep God's word. That's a lie. Because God would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. Read.
Give I unto you.
What?
Give I unto you. Let not your heart be
troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. What?
Neither.